Your Press TV News in Brief. U.S., Britain, France, and Ukraine block a Russian proposal to the United Nations to blacklist two anti-Damascus militant groups. Moscow wanted to blacklist Jaish al-Islam and Ahrar al-Sham groups for links to Daesh and al-Qaeda terrorists. A video posted on the internet purportedly shows al-Nusra Front terrorists executing two Syrian soldiers after taunting and beating them. The soldiers were captured near Aleppo several days ago. Press TV cannot verify the authenticity of the footage. Palestinians prepare to mark the 68th anniversary of the Nakba Day amid tough restrictions by Israeli forces. Nakba Day is a day when more than 700,000 Palestinians were expelled from their homes. Israelis hold celebrations of this day. Checkpoints to Jerusalem Al-Quds have been closed. Turkey has again rejected European Union's request to change its anti-terror laws. Minister of European Union Affairs Volkan Bozkir said that Ankara won't make the requested changes because the measures are already concordant with EU standards. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has also criticized the EU for making such a demand. Brazilian police have clashed with supporters of President Dilma Rousseff as the Senate prepares to vote on her impeachment. Demonstrators in several cities defied heavy police presence to call on lawmakers to halt the impeachment process. A simple Senate majority will suspend the president for up to 6 months. Tensions are mounting between the United States and Russia over the installation of an American missile system in Romania. U.S. officials say it's an important step to defend NATO nations. Russia, however, has slammed the move as a violation of a treaty on nuclear forces signed in 1987. The German foreign minister says Ukraine and Russia have agreed to create demilitarized zones in areas of eastern Ukraine held by pro-Russia forces. In a meeting between top politicians from Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany, several agreements were made to implement security in Ukraine's volatile east. And Amnesty International has accused the Nigerian government of committing crimes at a detention facility where Boko Haram suspects are held. A rights organization has called for the closure of the Giwa Barracks facility in Maiduguri, where nearly 150 people, including children, are believed to have died.